Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America. For Tuesday, April 30th, 2019, here are three big things you need to know. Three, Saudi Arabia executing homosexuals. In fact, the kingdom's on a tear and looking to hire more executioners so they can kill a lot more people, a lot faster. Two, Joe Biden now on the campaign trail, but does he have what it takes to win the nomination and ultimately the White House? He thinks so, but Bernie is in the fight, even though his reckless idea to let terrorists vote gets a must-go from people around the country. And number one, speaking of terrorists, a suspect is arrested in California after a plot is uncovered to attack a White House and a white supremacist rally, Jews and synagogues, the police and other churches. The newly minted Muslim and former U.S. soldier wanted to kill just about everyone, is what we're learning here. And what I'm learning here is that when your printer doesn't work, you should go back and reprint materials so that you can see it clearly in poor light. That's what I've learned here today. At any rate, in Southern California, a 26-year-old man who had served in Afghanistan, a U.S. military veteran, decided it was time to attack synagogues, churches, the police, a white supremacist rally. In fact, just about anything he could think of. It was time to attack and to murder and to maim and to have a mass casualty event. That's what it was going to be. And he was going to be there on the front lines to make sure of it. He was going to make sure that he killed and maimed and murdered as many people as possible, partly in retaliation for what happened in Christchurch, New Zealand in March. But fortunately, he couldn't build a bomb, and he had to reach out on the internet and try to find somebody who could. So he went into dark chat rooms on the dark web, and he found somebody. That somebody, thankfully, turned out to be a police officer. And they brought him down. And prosecutors say it was going to be a grisly assault on humanity. I want you to hear just part of this. It's bite number eight from a press conference yesterday to give you a good idea of what was being discussed. Bite eight, go.
The criminal case outlines a chilling terrorism plot that developed over the past 2 months and targeted innocent Americans that he expected to gather this past weekend. At times, Mr. Domingo said that he wanted to kill Jews as they walked to synagogue. At other times, he said he wanted to kill and target police officers, attack a military facility, or attack crowds at the Santa Monica Pier. He even wanted to murder a neighbor, which he said could serve as a prelude to a much larger attack. All of these plans were related to Mr. Domingo's stated belief in violent jihad and that Americans should pay for attacks on Muslims around the world.
So if you have any question what his motivation is, you should not any further. He also said he supported ISIS. Speaking of ISIS, by the way, the world's most wanted man appeared on video for the first time in 5 years yesterday, al-Baghdadi. The ISIS leader pictured for the first time since 2014, according to an intel group. In the video released by the ISIS propaganda arm, which is strange, it's still in operation, but it is, al-Furqan, obtained by site intelligence, Baghdadi reportedly claims that his followers died fighting to the end in territories and cities that have been routed by U.S.-backed coalition forces. He claims that the Easter Sunday bombings in Sri Lanka were retaliation for ISIS being defeated in their last strongholds in Syria, and refers to the recent oustings of leaders in Algeria and Sudan, meaning that the video had to have been shot within the last week. Pentagon officials say the office of Dan Coats, the director of national intelligence, is leading the way in analyzing this video. Colonel Scott Rawlinson at Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve, the group established at the U.S.-led international coalition fighting ISIS, has said, at this time, we're working to independently corroborate the validity of the video posted, reportedly showing al-Baghdadi, and we are continuing to support partner forces in their mission of an enduring defeat of Daesh, which includes the capability to finance their operations, recruit new members, and collaborate to conduct violent extremist attacks. So al-Baghdadi, I think people might have thought that he was dead. Apparently, he is not. And apparently, he remains a motivating factor for radical Muslims like Mark Domingo, recently converted to the Muslim faith and ready to do jihad here in America on Jews, churches, white supremacists, police officers. It didn't matter to him, apparently, all in retaliation in part for the attack on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand in March that killed 50 people. The Santa Monica Pier and a military installation also on his list of places to target and to attack. Thankfully, he didn't have the know-how. Thankfully, he had to turn elsewhere to find the know-how and how to create a bomb, an improvised explosive device. And that's why he bought a few hundred nails, 3-inch nails, so he could inflict as much damage and as much chaos and destruction as possible. And so here we are again today. We live with the threat of terrorism here and around the world every day. And I tip my hat to law enforcement that is able to stop these terrorists in their tracks so often. And oftentimes we don't hear about it. In this case, this guy had big plans and had big objectives to create as much terror as possible. He said we needed another Las Vegas type event, referring to the mass shooting in Las Vegas that killed 59 people at the end of 2017. I mean, what goes wrong with somebody's head case? I mean, what's wrong with their unit between their ears if they start thinking that the best thing to do is start maiming and murdering and slaughtering innocent people in America, because that'll prove a point that matters. Makes you wonder, though, with the attacks in New Zealand. The Sri Lanka attacks, according to many, were in response to that. Now, this would have been in response to that, so this back and forth seems to have begun. I hope we can put the brakes on it, but I don't know if we can. A mosque is attacked here, a synagogue bombed there, back and forth. Is this chaos like we see, along the Israeli border with the Palestinians, bring that to a worldwide set of issues? I mean, it's just damn frightening. Meanwhile, in Saudi Arabia, the executions there are picking up pace. Five of the victims beheaded this past few days were homosexuals, according to court documents. They were tortured into terror confessions, we are told. Five of the men brutally beheaded in Saudi Arabia were gay lovers tortured into terror confessions, it has been claimed. 37 so-called militants were executed. Beheaded is what they do. Beheaded under the direction of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, leading the assault on these folks. And these are, it's upsetting because Saudi Arabia is an ally of the United States, and yet, adultery can be punished by death, homosexuality punished by death. The ways that people are treated in Saudi Arabia is appalling. The human rights record is appalling. And we call them our friends, and I just wonder if we could do more to call them out for their human rights abuses, because I know we can, and I know we should. Because what's going on in Saudi Arabia with the beheading of people because they're gay is appalling. No two ways about it. Nothing to discuss. You can disagree with their lifestyle. You have a problem with that. You can discuss it. You can't execute them. The Steve River Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to Grads of Life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.